Hi, Bobby here. As one of our listeners, I thoroughly recommend trying a new show that is iconically called Glittering a Turd. From our friends at Audio Boom Studios, it's a totally new podcast that launches today by Chris Hellinger, who you may know from the book of the same name or her life-saving breast cancer charity, Copperfield. Glittering a Turd is a place where Chris and a host of famous guests talk openly about struggles in their lives. The premise being that whilst life can be a turd, you can roll that turd in glitter. The podcast explores how life events can completely derail us from our path, but like we talk about here, how these experiences can positively contribute to who we are. Glittering a Turd is out now, with a brand new episode every Tuesday, so just search Glittering a Turd wherever you're listening. With that name, you know it will come up first. And click follow for every new episode to appear in your feed, magic. Exclusively for you, we've also got a preview of the interview that Chris did with the wonderful Giovanna Fletcher. If you like what you hear, you can find that full episode, which is out today, and be one of the first onto an excellent new show. But first, here's your preview.
I don't know why, I already feel really emotional. So weird. Turds are interesting. You know, and when you said to me, you left me a voice note, only one. You take your one turd to the table. And what's fascinating about turds is that each turd, it has an effect, and sometimes multiple turds come together to teach you your biggest learnings.
Yeah. And life is full of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it doesn't matter who you are, what walk of life you're on, you will encounter them.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to know what turd you are bringing to the table today.
Well, I think that's probably why I'm emotional, because I think I've written a list of turds.
Okay.
That, you know, when you're like, what has happened to me that I can talk about? And also the things that come after it. And I would go back to 2012 when I had a miscarriage. So like lots of people, I thought in my head that I would get married, get pregnant, have a baby. It would all go really nicely. Those typical things. I'm going to find out on Valentine's Day that I'm pregnant, or Christmas Day, it's going to be all these amazing things. But in the lead up to actually getting married, I found out that I had PCOS. So I think I'd always thought it would be a bit of a challenge to get pregnant. I thought,
what is PCOS?
PCOS is polycystic ovary syndrome.
Okay.
So like there's different things that happen. So basically, in really simplistic terms, from what I understand of it, because I'm not a doctor, your body creates too much insulin, which creates too much testosterone, but your testosterone creates the follicles that in your ovaries that then your eggs are made in, if you
mm-hmm,
like.
Mm-hmm.
So too many follicles means too many eggs, and none of the eggs mature properly. And interestingly, the medication for it is the same medication that someone with diabetes is often given. So me and my father-in-law are on the same medication. Very funny. So in my head, I just thought it was going to be something that took a long time. And also the symptoms that come with that, it's, you know, it's mood swings, it's spots, it's hairiness, it's weight, it's so many things that make you feel really unsexy.
Sexy,
yeah. So it wasn't the best. And I can actually remember a doctor putting me, just my NHS doctor putting me on this pill, and it totally didn't agree with me at all. It made all my symptoms worse. Like, one of my best mates was pregnant at the time, and what I felt hormonally that I was going through, I was complaining more than she was, and she was actually growing a baby. Like, that pill just didn't agree with me at all.
Yep.
So I came off that, went on a much kinder one, went on metformin, then went on Clomid, and eventually got pregnant, and it happened quite quickly from seeing this new doctor. And I just remember thinking, it's all too easy, it's come too easily, but at the same time just wanting to completely embrace it and just believe that this it felt like a miracle. And you can't help it, I think, as soon as someone sees those pregnant lines come up, although I'd never do the lines, why anyone does a pregnancy test that involves lines is beyond me. Because actually, until COVID, I didn't believe those lines. You know, I just like, how can you tell? What is a faint?
Yes.
What is this line? If it's any kind of line, it's a line. No, just tell me, pregnant, not pregnant.
Yeah,
I need a digital thing.
Yeah.
So I'd done that. And it turns out, actually, I do love peeing on sticks. whether they're ovulation tests or pregnancy. I just love a pee stick. Yeah, I'm all over that.
Top five activities in life.
Yes. Give me a stick and I'm happy. but yeah, I can remember finding out that I was pregnant for the first time and just being completely and utterly blown away. And we'd only told two people because I just had a feeling I was too lucky.
Why?
I think because I knew that I'd been told that with my PCOS, it was going to be hard. It was going to be difficult.
Right. You've been led to believe that, okay, fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And then literally it wasn't, I wasn't pregnant for long before I had a miscarriage. And I can just remember it feels like such a horrible moment because you're living in this mind that's, you know, dreaming of the future. Already your mind is going to prams, to what the things that what is life going to look like now you've got this little bundle like coming along.
Yeah, you know, but not only your mind's going there, but your hormones are going there.
Your hormones, yeah. Your body is completely changing. Mm. You know, for me and Tom, we'd been together for 10 years by that point. So it was sort of seeing our future in a really different way.
Yeah,
I literally woke up one Saturday morning and when you are pregnant, it's your worst nightmare. I went to the toilet and there was blood. Mm. And I can remember Tom had to go to, he was doing radio in London and then had to go on to Birmingham to do another, like a summer show type event. So I remember I phoned the hospital that I was being seen at and told them what was going on. And they said, come in for a scan. And I had to go there on my own. I can just remember the car journey, like the taxi ride there, just kind of knowing what was happening. It sounds really stupid, but Bob Marley's Every Little Thing's Gonna Be All Right came on the radio.
What?
And I just remember swearing at Bob Marley.
not yeah, honest, is it?
Yeah, exactly. But part of me wanted to be like, yes, you're right, Bob. This is totally going to be okay.
But in this moment, it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. And also, but was he offering me hope? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, is it hope that actually isn't going to be the hope that I want it to be? Yeah, and I can remember going and having that scan and just your whole world kind of collapses in that moment.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.